Admittedly, these changes affected a small proportion of the population and varied from one country or region to another, influenced by religious and local traditions, economic and educational development, and government leadership. As Iran, Sudan, the Taliban's Afghanistan, Pakistan, and Saudi Arabia demonstrate, the implementation of Sharia or Islamic law has diverse and divergent implications, even among those countries dubbed conservative or fundamentalist or Islamic states. Women in Saudi Arabia and the Taliban's Afghanistan could not vote or hold public office. In Pakistan and Iran, despite other strictures and problems, women vote, serve in parliaments and cabinets, teach in universities, hold professional positions. Pakistan has had a woman as prime minister. Islamization of law has underscored several areas that have proved particularly problematic. The Hudud, Quranically prescribed crimes and punishments for alcohol consumption, theft, etc., the status of non-Muslims, dhimmi, and minorities, and the status of women are among those issues. All involve the question of change in Islamic law. Reimplementation of the Hudud often has had a particularly negative impact on women and minorities, raising serious questions about a setback in the gains made in many societies. While many conservatives and so-called fundamentalists call for the reimplementation of these punishments for amputation for theft, or stoning for adultery, other Muslims argue that these are no longer appropriate. Among those who advocate imposition of the Hudud, some call for its immediate introduction, and others argue that punishments such as amputation for theft are contingent upon the creation of a just society, where people will not be driven to steal in order to survive. Some critics charge that while appropriate relative to the time they were introduced, the Hudud punishments are unnecessarily harsh in a modern context. If many Muslim rulers and governments try to avoid addressing the issue directly, Malaysia's Prime Minister, Dr. Mahathir Mohamad, directly criticized the conservatism of his country's ulama, their legal opinions, their fatwas, and religious courts. He refused to allow the Malaysian state of Kelantan, the only state controlled by PAS, an Islamic opposition political party, to implement the Hudud. Muslim orientations to change and reform vary significantly. To understand the different approaches to change, although categories are not clear-cut and may overlap at times, and I want to emphasize this, four general Muslim orientations can be identified. Secularists believe religion is a personal matter and should be excluded from politics and public life. Like their counterparts in the West, secularists believe religion is a personal matter and should be excluded completely from politics and public life. Calling for the separation of religion and the state, they believe that Islam belongs in the mosque, not in politics, as some would say, and that the mosque should solely be a place of prayer, not of political activism. Sometimes dismissed by their opponents as non-believers, most secularists counter that they are religious, but believe that religion should be restricted to private life, to matters of prayer, fasting, pilgrimage. Conservatives emphasize following, the traditional notion of taqlid, following the tradition, following past tradition, and are wary of any change or innovation that they regard as deviation, bid'ah. And remember I mentioned earlier that this term, bid'ah or deviation, is somewhat similar to the Christian equivalent of heresy. Conservatives are represented by the majority, though certainly not all, of the ulama and their followers who continue to assert the primacy and adequacy of centuries-old Islamic law, a law that was developed by their jurist predecessors in the early period of Islamic development and expansion. Conservatives are followers rather than activists, advocating the reimplementation of Islamic law through the adoption of past legal doctrine. They resist substantive change. They would tend to argue that since Islamic law is the divinely revealed path of God, it's not the law that must change or modernize, but society that must conform to God's law as formulated in past centuries. Mainstream Islamic activists, often referred to as fundamentalist or Islamist, are in many ways similar to conservatives, though more flexible. They too place a strong emphasis on the need for a return to Islam and the Sharia. However, while they respect the classical formulations of law, in contrast to conservatives, they are not wedded to them, emphasizing instead a return to fundamentals in order to move forward. In the name of a return to the fundamental sources of Islam, Quran and Sunnah, they are prepared to interpret ijtihad and reformulate Islamic belief and institutions.